Haines police seized 14 grams of heroin, and Haines Harbor Expansion contractor faces a Department of Labor complaint. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. Today, the Haines Police Department seized 14 grams of heroin in the post office parking lot. A press release says Haines Police had help from the U.S. Postal Inspector, Alaska Wildlife Troopers, and the Department of Natural Resources. Chief Heath Scott said there are two suspects. They will likely be arraigned in Haines Court Wednesday. After about a year of trying to figure out if there's a better way for Haines to deal with garbage, the Solid Waste Working Group has a recommendation. As KHNS's Abby Collins reports, the group wants the borough to manage a waste disposal system funded mostly by sales tax.
Right now, one private company has a monopoly on trash disposal in Haines. The working group's recommendation is to implement a publicly managed and funded waste system. Currently, borough residents can self-haul trash to the Community Waste Solutions landfill. In the working group's plan, trash disposal would be made more convenient with a centrally located transfer station. Waste group member Burles Sheldon said he thinks the recommendation should include more details about how the transfer stations would be set up.
I really focused my interest in getting a downtown transfer station and a transfer station at Mosquito Lake. And it's very important that it be highly accessible and we don't have to go to the FAA road, or a visitor in his RV doesn't have to go to the FAA road landfill to get that done. This proposal does not solve that problem.
The idea is for trash to be shipped out from the transfer station. The group is also recommending a new way to pay for getting rid of garbage, a 1% sales tax increase. The tax hike is estimated to raise $500,000 a year and cover most of the costs of solid waste management. Any leftover costs would be covered by a small tipping fee, estimated at between 2 and 8 cents per pound. Right now, it costs 25 cents per pound to toss trash at CWS. But the group wasn't unanimous on the tax hike. Norm Smith pushed back.
I just don't think the public or the assembly, whoever the new assembly members are going to be, are going to swallow a 1% sales tax increase for municipal solid waste disposal. I just don't think it's going to be acceptable.
The assembly could decide on a different amount. Any move to raise sales taxes will go to voters to decide. In the scenario the waste group is suggesting, the borough would issue RFPs for running the transfer station. The long-term goal is for the borough to own the transfer station, but that's unaffordable right now. CWS holds the only certificate for collection in the borough. No matter what, it would still be able to offer collection services. The company declined to comment for this story. The working group voted to pass the recommendation on to the assembly. The group is hoping to meet with the assembly to present its ideas. The waste group hopes a plan like this, with more convenient disposal and funding through taxes, would cut back on illegal dumping and trash burning. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
The contractor leading work on the Haines Harbor expansion is under investigation by the Alaska Department of Labor. That's just one of the unexpected challenges that have come up for the multi-million dollar project, which is in its first phase of construction. The contractor is also requesting compensation from the borough because it says the site conditions are more challenging than described. The small boat harbor expansion is funded by an about $20 million state grant. For state-funded projects like these, statute requires contractors to employ 90% Alaskan workers in certain jobs, such as laborers. Investigator Joe Dunham says in late September, the Alaska Department of Labor received an anonymous tip. The person said Pacific Pile and Marine was not meeting Alaska employment preference rules. Seattle-based Pacific Pile has a $13 million construction contract for the first phase of the harbor expansion. Dunham says the investigation is ongoing, and to protect Pacific Pile's due process, he could not disclose further details. Pacific Pile did not return a request for comment by deadline for this story. If a company violates the Alaska employment preference, the state can withhold money from the contract. The amount of money withheld is dependent on how many Alaskan workers were displaced and for how long. Haines Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says he does not expect this matter to affect the harbor project's timeline. He refers to Pacific Pile as PPM.
Really, it comes down to what it means to PPM. I think the project will still be moving forward, but there may be some financial impacts to PPM for this.
But you don't see it affecting the project?
I certainly hope not.
Aside from the Department of Labor investigation, the project has run into some other obstacles. One of the first tasks in the expansion effort was deepening the harbor basin, but the dredging turned out to be more difficult than Pacific Pile expected. Here's Haynesborough manager Deborah Schnabel.
They had anticipated being able to dredge the material in a certain amount of time, but the job actually went longer than that because they claimed that the soils were much more difficult to grab hold of and dredge.
Pacific Pile claims that the site conditions were not accurately described in engineering reports. The company is asking the borough for financial compensation for the additional work. Schnabel says the borough is consulting with its engineering contractor, P&D, to analyze the claim. She is not saying at this time how much money Pacific Pile is asking for. While the two parties move toward a settlement, Pacific Pile is continuing its work in the harbor. Ryan says dredging is complete and they are now in the middle of pile driving. That work faced complications as well. Ryan says some of Pacific Pile's pile driving equipment broke down, but he says the longest delay it caused was 6 days. They still expect phase one work to be done by early next year. When all four phases of the project are complete, the harbor will have more dock space, an extended wave barrier, a new drive-down ramp, and a much larger parking lot. The Haines School Board will conduct a superintendent search in-house. The last permanent superintendent left after about a year, and the board wants to take a different approach to hiring this time. KHNS's Abby Collins reports.
One of the reasons why I'm not excited about going back to AESB is I just feel like we'd be doing the exact same thing. We'd be asking the same questions, we'd be rolling through the same process.
That's board member Sarah Chapel. The group worked with the Alaska Association of School Boards when it hired Tony Habra as superintendent at the beginning of the 2016 school year. The process cost the district around $8,000. The board ended Habra's contract after about a year because it wasn't satisfied with his job performance. Habra was the second permanent superintendent in recent years to leave after such a short time. Now the board is looking for a new leader who will have more longevity. At a meeting last week, the board decided to go a different direction with hiring by doing the search itself. President Anne-Marie Palmieri suggested one way to alleviate some of the stress an in-house search would put on the board and administration.
If we do decide to do this ourselves, you know, maybe there's a personnel committee that we can form. That's a couple people. So, you know, or we can, you know, kind of flow in and out of it, you know, as people have time just to share that workload.
She said when the school board took this approach in the past, it was challenging having too many people involved at once.
I know that when we've had search committees before that have been 20, 30 people, that is too unwieldy. And then if everybody talks for 3 minutes, that's 90 minutes and no one said anything.
Interim Superintendent Rich Carlson suggested another way to save the district some work.
Possible hybrid of this is to have us internally or whatever, and continuously report back to the board, to do the search and then hire somebody just for a 2 or 3 week period to do all the reference checks.
A personnel committee made up of Chapel, Palmieri, and Jeannie Kitayama will start the hiring process. They'll draft a hiring plan and job announcement and present them to the board at its November 7th meeting. The committee will also draft a list of different community members to reach out to about being part of the hiring process. A community roundtable to talk about what residents want in a new superintendent is scheduled for October 24th in the school library. Reporting in Haines, I'm Abby Collins.
For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening.